This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Amen. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Well, I'm so happy to have you all here with us tonight. And we're just going to dive into the Word, and I'm happy to have Pastor Sandra with me tonight. Let's just give her a big hand wherever you are right there. I'm excited about just bringing the Word, because the Word brings life and the Word brings light. That no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, there is a hope in Christ Jesus. There is hope, and so we're not moved by fear. But maybe today you've been touched with fear. Maybe today you've been affected by fear. But I want to pray with you before we even get started. I know Pastor Corinne prayed for you. I know she said some beautiful things. But I also want to give you a blessing. I also want to pray with you right now. God, I thank you for everybody that's here with us right now. Lord, that you would just touch them. Stir up their faith, God. What a powerful word Pastor Corinne said. Faith over fear. I just declare that over your life right now, that faith will rule in your life, that faith will be the dominant thought in your life. It won't be fear. You won't retreat, but you will press forward, because you know that we serve a God that always wins. And the Bible has already told us that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So whatever's going on in the world today, we're going to conquer. We're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. So I hope you got your word with you tonight. We're going to dive in a little bit, and I'm excited. We're bringing some of the leaders that normally have their own small groups, and we're just kind of bringing them and interviewing them and talking about what God has been speaking on their heart. So we welcome Pastor Sandra. And there is a passage of scripture out of 2 Timothy 3:16-17. I know you were sharing it with me earlier, but why don't you go ahead and read that? 2 Timothy 3:16-17. I'll read it while they're getting your mic on. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Amen. We want to be prepared to do every good work. So that's such a powerful scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And I know while we were talking earlier, you were sharing with me three things that are amazing that we get when we get in God's word. We can take these three things away when we get in God's word. So amen, let's talk about those three things tonight.
Okay, the first one is it guides us into his truth.
Yeah.
In a world full of lots of opinions, how do we know what's actually true? For the Christ followers, we look to the Bible. When we're faced with anything, we can measure it with the word of truth. In the word, God says, he comes that we may have life and have it more abundant. That's the truth. So whatever it is that we are facing now, whatever it is that we have any uncertainties through, we know that in God's word, the truth is there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and we, as Christians, you know, the truth, God's word, it's a measuring stick for us, that no matter what situation or circumstance we get into, whether it's personal, we have a measuring stick for that. It's the word of God. Whether it's something that's going on in our family, we have a measuring stick for that. It's the word of God. When we get into something, maybe it's something in our health, in our body, with a sickness, we have the word of God to measure it up against. There's something happening in our nation, we have something to measure it up against. The word of God. There's so many things that people try to pass off as truth. But this right here is absolutely 100% truth, you know, and this is what we judge other truths by, to see the authenticity. This right here will give you an authenticity check. Is what is what someone is saying, is that the truth? Is that report that you've heard from your doctor, is that the truth of your life? It could be a truth, but is it the truth? You know, is that thing you heard on the news today, that may be a truth, but is it the truth over your life and over your family? The word of God will tell you what is the truth.
Amen, amen. You know, 1 John 4:18 tells us that perfect love casts out all fear.
Wow.
That's another truth.
That's another truth.
Amen. That's another
truth. And man, what the world needs now is love. I feel like singing a song. What the world needs now is love, because love is so powerful. It heals the fractures in our families. Yeah. It heals the divisions in our nation. It's love that casts out all fear. You know, and a lot of times that's where prejudice is birthed, from fears, right? And so when love comes, it pushes the fear out. It pushes the prejudice out. When true love, the love of God, comes in, it pushes out injustice, because now we want to love, we want to treat each other the right way. And so what I'm praying for in this time is that love is going to get a hold of us. There was a day and time in America that we believed in brotherly love. That's what we called it, right? Yeah. And that really was based out of scripture. Yeah. And I'm praying that America once again gets a hold of brotherly love. That agape love, that love that God is talking about, because when we get the word of God in us, his love fills us. And now all of a sudden, we want to love each other. We want to serve each other. We want to heal the broken places.
Amen, amen. My second point is, it helps us overcome challenges.
Wow.
This is a season of challenges.
Man, if that's not a word, an on-time word, it helps you. The word of God helps you through challenging seasons. This is one of the greatest challenges that America has faced. Many people are saying it's the greatest challenge since World War II. And let me tell you something. There's nothing that will knock out a Goliath in your life like the Word of God. You know, I want to tell you tonight, I want to remind you tonight, you got a few pebbles that are right now in your arsenal. It's called the Word of God. All you need is a few smooth stones, just a couple of scriptures out of here, and you can slay some giants in your life. You can slay some sickness in your life. You can slay some fear in your life. You get a hold of the Word of God, and it is a weapon against the enemy. It helps you in times of adversity. It helps you overcome challenges. I love that.
Amen. The word also, in these difficult times, God's word offers us wisdom and guidance.
Yes.
So many people are looking for direction. So many people have a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah.
The word gives you those answers.
You know, that something my dad would always say is, find yourself in the scripture.
Yeah.
Find that there is a Bible story in here. There is a proverb. There is something that Jesus said that is pertaining to where you are right now. So find yourself in the Bible right now, because the Bible's got some of the greatest, it's got the greatest wisdom that we can find. Yeah. You know, whether it's in the book of Proverbs, or whether it's one of the things that Jesus teaches us, or whether it's something that Paul wrote, or one of the other disciples wrote, or one of the old Bible stories. Man, there is some place that you can find yourself in scripture, and God has wisdom and God has guidance for you.
Amen. Another point I can share, if you're feeling anyway discouraging now, go to the back of your Bible. Find a word in the back of your contents in the Bible that has a scripture, and hold on to that scripture. Write it down. Make it a part of your life. Hold on to it, because that word is in you.
Amen. That's such a great word. I think a lot of believers don't use their concordance in the back of the Bible enough, because you can look in that concordance and you can see, oh, grace. These are all the scriptures on grace.
Amen.
You know, here's all the scriptures on being healed right here. Healing. And now I can begin to read these scriptures and fill myself up with this truth, because while other people are speaking all kinds of other things, today everybody's got a truth.
Yes.
You know, I want to get the truth and find out how to overcome difficult circumstances.
Amen. Amen, amen. It also encourages us. My next point is, it also encourages us to live God's way. Romans 8:38, the Apostle Paul says, what can separate me from the love of God?
Mm.
That's a great encouragement. No matter what we go through, a lot of us are feeling left out, annihilated, separated, because we have to be governed by this law of staying 6 feet apart. And sometimes it's troubling to some of us. You know, mm-hmm. but when we look at that, we
know. We're huggers.
It's
difficult for us. It's a trying time for us. The Word of God is encouraging. You can even look in the Old Testament, and even after the people of God had done all kinds of wickedness and evil, and God said, and after I get done punishing you, I'm going to bring you out, and it's going to be awesome, and there's going to be a new day. I'm going to give you a fresh start. And let me tell you something, when you look at the Word of God and you're looking at it the right way, it's so encouraging and uplifting, and that's what America needs right now. That's what we need. That's what our families need, is to see that the Word of God encourages us and uplifts us, and we realize that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we're going to get through this. We're going to not just conquer it. We're going to be more than conquerors. Amen. We're going to more than overcome it, and I just know people need to hear that these days.
You know, in this moment of our quarantine, this is a great time to spend some time with God. Where do I start in the Bible? Open the Bible. Ask God to show you and start spending time with him. Start reading his word. You run into a problem understanding what the word says. Close your eyes and pray and just say, God, I'm reading this word. Give me your wisdom. Give me your knowledge. Give me your understanding and let that word be a part of my life.
Yeah. Okay? And so when you're getting a lot... We're at home a lot, and we're getting a lot of stuff in our heads and getting a lot of stuff in our spirits. Let me tell you something. The most productive thing you could get in your spirit is the Word of God. If you don't know where to start, I'll tell you. You can start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Listen to the words of Jesus, because everything in the Bible should be seen through the lens of what Jesus is saying to us, because Jesus is the first and the last. He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
So
Amen.
One of the greatest things that you can hear is look through the lens of Jesus at your scripture. Start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is the story of Jesus told by four eyewitnesses. And so powerful today. I want, Pastor Sandra, if you would pray for everyone, because I believe... this is a time that we need to be praying for each other.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those that don't know, we're going to be having a Zoom prayer tomorrow night.
6:30.
A Zoom prayer. You can get the information off social media. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at 6:30. And it's going to be interactive. Different people are going to be praying. And we're just going to be, you know, the chat will be open on the side if you want to put a prayer request in. So this is open to everybody in our family that wants to pray, that you know you need to pray. You know you need to come and join hands and join your voice and join your faith with others and pray. And others that you need prayer, you need to get in the Zoom chat with us.
Amen.
Get in the Zoom prayer with us. But we're not going to be exclusive, because we know other people outside of our family need this. If you got somebody, a family member, a friend that you say, bring them. It's all right. Bring them, because we're going to pray together. It's going to be amazing. But this is a time that we need more prayer than less prayer. We need prayer for our nation. We need prayer for our leaders. We need to be praying for our president and our vice president. We need to be praying for governmental leaders. These people have to come up with critical answers. We don't need to be divided right now. We needed to be prayerful, on our knees, praying for each other, praying for our brothers and sisters, praying for our leaders, spiritual leaders, governmental leaders. We need praying for our doctors and nurses, praying for our police officers, praying for those that are first responders that are out there, and they're more exposed than others. So we need to, this is a prayerful time, a time we need to let God's love bring us together in a spirit of unity.
Amen.
But lead us in a word of prayer, Pastor Sandra.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you for this season. Father, in this season of uncertainty, I thank you, mighty Jesus, that you hover your angels over us. Father, the scripture covers us, that you said you'll give us your word. You said your word will hide in our heart. We may not sin against you. I thank you, mighty Savior, that your word covers us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. I thank you for your peace going out to each and every home right now, each and every person listening to this casting. Father, I thank you, mighty Jesus, that you said, God, that you come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. I speak, Holy Spirit, that you go go with them. I speak, Holy Spirit, that you give them your comforting words, words of encouragement. I speak, Lord, that you cover them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, in Psalms 91, your word says, he that sitteth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, you said, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Father, you said, Father, that you send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort us into all truth. So I thank you right now, mighty Jesus, for touching and anointing your people. Even now, Father, I thank you, God, that your word will strengthen them, your word will encourage them, your word will build them up, your word will lift them up into all truth. I praise you, I magnify, and I glorify your name. I thank you, God, for the ones that are just seeking after you and want to know more about you. I thank you for opening up their wisdom and their knowledge and their understanding how to find you in your word, and let your word continually be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.